You've been listening to The In-Depth, and now you have Triple Team Traffic, emergency traffic with Ricky Meese.
The closure in place for the next couple of hours, Bangor Highway, both north and southbound directions between 4100, 4700 south. Can't say it enough. You need to plan ahead and avoid this area. Northbound I-15, leftover slowdowns from the accident that we had just before 7200 south. Solid delays back to Bluffdale. Dave Meekum.
No problem in Utah County. Got an accident. We understand it's a jackknife truck southbound on I-15. This is going to be just before you get to the Provo University Avenue off-ramp. Delays right now go back to about, well, they go back beyond Provo Center Street. They are blocking the right-hand lane, so be ready for that slowdown. In the northern Utah County, you're going to get delays coming southbound from the top of the point all the way down through Lehigh, almost to Main Street. And you got some pretty heavy traffic coming up as you approach Lehigh Main Street, making your way northbound up past SR-92. Mark?
Well, it looks like the situation's a little bit better at the U. Okay, for football fans heading on tracks to the stadium, all rails near South Campus Drive are cleared. Earlier, a train got involved in a wreck with a police officer. The officer did receive some injuries, but he should be okay. But the big news here is that some trains have been delayed. You can still expect some residual delays, but at least all the rails are clear now if you're headed tracks over to the campus for the ball game tonight. Otherwise, northbound I-15 rolling up into Davis County. You have your usual delays up to Layton Hills Mall. UDOT construction alert planned for delays on southbound I-15 in Layton. The express lane is closed from Layton Parkway to 200 North through October while crews build a new auxiliary lane. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather.